This is Tom Dienhart with another edition of Gold and Black Radio Express, brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Hey, checking in here and still sun-splashed State College, PA, where the Nittany Lions took home a 35-7 triumph over Purdue on the 100th homecoming here for Penn State. And it was a happy homecoming for the Penn State alumni. Well, this team's good, guys. 5-0 now and playing extremely well on both sides of the ball. And Purdue got an up-close look at a fast-rising Penn State team that, who knows, maybe every bit as good as Ohio State. It's going to be fun when those teams play later this year. So, again, a tough game to measure yourself against if you're Purdue. Very much a program in transition, the Boilermakers are. Came in as a 28-point underdog, and it looked like it was going to be ugly early, right? Penn State races right out of the box. Jumps out to a 28-7 halftime lead, and looked like the rout was on. Plummer had been sacked 8 times at that point through just one half of football. Purdue could not block those guys. Couldn't get anything going on either side of the ball, for that matter. But, I mean, if you're looking for silver linings, the third quarter, the whole second half, was a bit of a silver lining for Purdue. Nobody scored any points in the third quarter, and the Boilers, of course, didn't score at all the rest of the game, but they only gave up 7 more points to Penn State. So, you know, that's something to build on. It's a defense, as we all know, has really struggled this year. TCU gassed him with the run, Minnesota gassed him with the pass, and today Penn State used a big dose of their passing game to get after Purdue. We saw a lot of the same mistakes we'd seen from Purdue in some of these earlier games, right? Some receivers running wide open, guys catching the ball and being able to run with it unfettered. Purdue needs to make it more difficult on these teams to move the ball and score points. They tried to keep things a little bit simpler, Purdue did, but they still mix things up as well. They know they can't play straight up if they want to have success this year. They're going to have to gamble, blitz, and change coverages and whatnot. And they did some of that, and I think talking to Jeff Brohm afterward, he seemed pleased with that. Offensively, again, wow, that line continues to struggle, right? They played 9 linemen today. That's 2 weeks in a row they played 9 offensive linemen. We're mixing and matching guys. I think left tackle Grant Hermans was the only guy up front who played the same position the entire game. Again, the run game, it wasn't there. He had no chance. Again, this is a Penn State defensive front that's big time. Shaka Tony, the Yurder Gross Modest kid, the other defensive end, both those guys are NFL players, so they're going to make a lot of offensive lines look silly this year. But again, Purdue still has a long way to go up front. It's an awfully young unit, so you wonder how good it's ever going to get this year for that offensive line. Jack Plummer, first road start of his career, tough environment. I thought he held up relatively well. Was sacked 10 times. He said in the post game that he probably should have got rid of the ball. Some of those sacks were on him. So it's a growing and a learning experience for Plummer. I thought he showed a lot of toughness, a lot of resiliency, made some nice throws as well, extended plays with his feet. Still a lot to work with Jack Plummer moving forward. Just remember this, today he worked with a very compromised receiving core. No T.J. Sheffield, no Milton Wright, no Mershon Rice. All 3 of those guys got hurt in practice this week. None of them made the trip. Of course, Rondale Moore, he's out as well. So, again, it's not like Plummer had his full arsenal of wide receivers to work with today, which made his job that much more difficult. So here we are, Purdue's 1-4. They lost 3 games in a row. The season's at about the proverbial tipping point. They come home next week, play Maryland for homecoming in West Lafayette. And it's a Maryland team that's beatable, right? It's a Maryland team that I think Purdue has to win. If they want any chance to flip the script on this 2019 season that's careening off course, they've got to find a way to beat Maryland. It's that simple. I don't think that's an overstatement at all or a big revelation. You got to beat the Terps. Purdue has to find a way. And you get a win, you get some confidence, and who knows, you still got some winnable games down the road after Maryland. So, again, a tough, disappointing day, 35-7, the final here again in State College, PA. And Purdue has to live and learn and move forward. Again, this edition of Golden Black Radio Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Thank you for reading, and thank you for listening.